I was just getting comfortable when I realized I need to come and preach.
我刚才刚坐得很舒服，我就要上来讲道了。
If you have your Bibles, can you turn to the book of Colossians?
如果你有圣经，请打开哥罗西书。
Colossians chapter 3,
第三章。
We're going to read a few verses here.
我们会去读几段经文。
Colossians chapter 3, verse
哥罗西第三章。
18 to verse 21.
第十八到第二十一节。
Colossians 3, verse 18 to 21.
哥罗西书第三章第十八到第二十一节。
We have come to the section in the book of Colossians where the author, the writer, the human author is going to get practical.
我们读到哥罗西书这段经文，这段经文讲到人要开始做一些实际的事情。
He says, Wives, submit to your husbands as is fitting in the Lord. Husbands, love your wives and do not be harsh with them. And children, obey your parents in everything, for this pleases the Lord. In verse 21.Fathers, do not provoke your children, lest they become discouraged.
这段经文说到第十八节，你们做妻子的当顺服自己的丈夫，这在主里面是相宜的。你们做丈夫的要爱你们的妻子，不可苦待他们。你们做儿女的要凡事听从父母的，因为这是主所喜悦的。你们做父亲的不要惹儿女的气，恐怕他们失了志气。
Let us pray.
让我们一同来祷告。
Father, we thank you for this day that you have granted to us.
我们在天上的父，谢谢你赐给我们今天这一天。
We thank you for the hope that we have in Christ Jesus.
我们感谢神，耶稣，主耶稣基督给我们的盼望。
It is our deepest desire for our hearts thatOur life be conformed to your will.
我们在内心的深处愿意来顺服你。
And so therefore we pray that our families will be conformed to the will.
所以我们向你祈求我们的家庭能够顺服主你的旨意。
You have spoken very clearly in your scripture.
你的话语非常的清楚地告诉我们。
And grant us an obedient heart, O God.
求你保守我们的心。
In Jesus' name.
在主。
Amen.
奉主的名。
Amen. I'm feeling a little bit weak, so I got my... If you're from the islands, you drink coconut water.
我感觉今天有点虚弱。如果我因为是从一个小岛来的，所以我喜欢喝这个椰子水。
If you're not from the islands, you go to Kung Fu Tea.
如果你不是从澳洲来的话，你可能需要。
Talking about comfort tea, last week I was hanging out with some of the young people. That's the way I keep young.
我昨天在功夫茶这个店里面跟一些年轻的人在聊天。
And we were discussing a very interesting topic that many young people are interested in about marriage.
我们在一起聊天的时候讲到一个话题，就是婚姻。
And in the conversation, one of the young ladies said to me,
一个年轻人对我说
Pastor, if marriage is such a challenge, why should I get married?
牧师啊，如果婚姻这么挑战，我为什么要结婚呢？
I suspect she's not the only one asking such a question.
我怀疑她不只是她一个人有这个问题。
Our subject today is called the Christian family.
我们今天的主题是基督家庭。
For most of us here, we are part of a family.
在座的大部分人都是来自家庭。
But would you call your family a Christian family?
但是当你说你的家是基督家庭的时候，
If I were to develop a working definition of a Christian family, it would probably go like this.
如果我要定义什么是基督家庭的话，大概是这个样子的。
It's a family that surrender to the authority of Jesus Christ.
这是一个顺服耶稣掌权的家庭。
At least the head of the family.
至少是家里头是这么做的。
And he, as a way of keeping his children and his household in subjection and in obedience to the will of God.
他为了带领他的家庭，必须要顺服我们的神。
At the heart of this family, they want to pursue Christ with all their hearts.
在这个家庭的中心，他们要来追求神。
When we look in the society today, if we take a sample of the state of marriage, it is in utter chaos and disrepair.
我们在今天的时代，当我们来看家庭的时候，我们发现家庭非常的慌乱，是一个很非常混乱的景象。
Many of the popular statistics are telling us that even half of any marriage is going to end in divorce.
统计数据告诉我们，大部分的婚姻都会以离婚收场。
That's frightening.
这个很可怕。
I suspect each one of us inside here know of a marriage that has fallen apart, or if it's not falling apart, it's on life support machine.
我怀疑在这个社会当中，每个人都在怀疑一件事情，就是要不我们的家庭就开始分离，要不就是在分离的过程当中。
In the church too, there's no exception.
在教会里其实也没有分别。
I have seen and I have counseled, I've seen the tears of many in marriage.
我看了很多，我也为很多人咨询，我看到很多人在婚姻当中流泪。
The one who they fell in love with, now it seems as if it's a war zone.
以前我们所爱的人，现在我们处于战争的状态。
And they're staying together for the kids.
然后影响到他们的孩子。
Marriage is under attack in our society.
我们的家庭在社会当中受到攻击。
And because of this, it is causing confusion in the younger generation coming up. We don't have a good blueprint what marriage looked like.
因为这个原因，我们的孩子对婚姻有很多怀疑，他们看不到这个婚姻的一个蓝图是怎么样子的。
Marriage is the oldest institution from the beginning of time.
婚姻是非常古老的一个结构。
And the author of marriage, God himself, has defined and he has spoken clearly what marriage is supposed to look like.
婚姻的创造者就是我们的神，他已经设计了整个婚姻应该是怎样的样式的。
So even though in the world they are redefining what marriage looked like, in the church we highlight what the biblical blueprint looks like.
虽然在社会当中婚姻正在被重新定义，但是在教会里面我们仍然遵循。
Our younger generation are growing up in a context where same sex is considered to be marriage.
我们下一代正在遇到一些问题，就是同性的人也可以结婚。
And they're starting from early in elementary school that they introduce books about Mr. and Mr.
现在在甚至在小学里面已经开始讲一个先生和另外一个先生可以结婚。
I saw on a popular talk show Megyn Kelly, a young man who is married to three ladies. And everybody's applauding. I said, yeah, yeah. I'm sure more men would be applauding.
我在一个很流行的电视节目里看到一个男人和三个女人结了婚，而且很多人还为这件事情鼓掌，觉得这是一个非常了不起的事情。
Such is the nature of the world that we're living in.
现在我们的这个世代就是这个样子。
Not only is the redefining of marriage, materialism is now becoming a big issue to marriage and family.
不光是他们现在在重新定义婚姻，那么这个物质主义也正在越来越取代所有的事情。
I don't know if you know this. In the Old Testament, sometimes when fathers want to have prosperity, they will sacrifice one of their kids, their son, to the gods.
在旧约里面，如果一个丈夫需要从神那里得到一些繁荣的话，他有的时候会把自己的孩子献上，一个孩子献上作为祭。
By way of principle, we still do that. We only change the label.
在这个原则之下，我们现在还是仍然这么做，但是我们不是用这个方式来做。
And lastly, one of the major errors is which people are ignorant concerning the institution of marriage and family.
在最后呢，在现在这个时代，我们已经不在乎神所设立的婚姻的这个秩序。
But as we say, if you fail to prepare, you prepare to what?
就像我说的，如果你不准备好的话，那你就要准备怎么样呢？失败。
So what hope is there for marriage and family? Do we throw in the towels and give up?
我们有盼望，但是我们是就要放弃这件事情吗？
Our hope is in Jesus Christ.
我们的盼望在我们的主耶稣基督里。
Amen.
Amen.
He has the final word.
他是最后的。
And it doesn't matter if we are from dysfunctional family, Jesus Christ can start a new chapter in this generation.
我们虽然现在处在一个很不堪的家庭的环境当中，但是耶稣基督会帮助我们重新开始。
I know what broken family looks like. My dad had about 10 kids that I know of with about 4 or 5 different ladies.
我知道一个破碎的家庭是怎样的，我的父亲就有十个孩子，他有4到5个妻子。
I saw abuse around me.
我看到很多。
And I remember saying as a young Christian that I do not want to repeat the sins of my foreparents.
我遇到很多基督徒说他不希望他们重复他们父母所犯的罪。
And maybe you are here too, and you're seeing the generation behind you. Guess what?Their failure doesn't have to be yours.
你在这里，你们也看到你们的上一代所遇到的各种失败，你们真的不想同样的遇到。
Let's start a new generation from here on now, proclaiming Jesus Christ as Lord of our families.
让我们开始一个新的时代，让我们在主耶稣基督里开始，重新开始。
In the passage, let's go to the next slide. In the passage before us.In Colossians,
在哥罗西这段经文里面
in order for us to fully understand what was going on, let's look a little bit at the culture.
让我们看看从文化的背景来这段经文是怎么样子的。
Some people, I remember the first time when I used the word submission in Atlanta, one lady said, a doctor lady said, please don't use that word here.
当我第一次提到顺服这个字眼的时候，一位女士对我说，千万请你千万不要用这个字。
When Paul the apostle, when he writes to the Colossians, there was a background behind all that he was about to say.
在使徒保罗来到哥罗西这个地方这个教会的时候遇到很多不合时宜的事情。
I want us to listen carefully. The prominentcultures at the time were the Jewish, the Greek, and the Roman culture.
我希望你们仔细听，在当时的时候那个地方有犹太、希腊和罗马的背景。
Listen under the Jewish views of marriage. This prayer of a Jewish man will give you an idea what we're talking about.
从一个犹太的观点来看，他会给你一个主意。
It goes like this.God, I thank you that I am not a Gentile.
感谢神，我不是外邦人。
A slave or a woman.
我也不是奴隶，也不是女人。
This is the Jewish people.
这是犹太人。
Divorce was common.
离婚是非常常见的。
Some people define Deuteronomy 24 verse 1 when it talks about if they found any uncleanness, the JewishRabbi would redefine what uncleanness means.
在《生命记》里面讲到不洁的话，那么以色列犹太的老师可以重新定义什么是不洁。
And they came up with a list of things that define uncleanness, including burning the bagels.
他们列了一个很长的清单，关于不洁，其中一个就是要烧毁啊被褥。
There was one school, yes, who limit divorce to adultery.
有很多经文讲到这个通奸的问题。
In the pagan world, the Greek world,
在这个世俗的文化当中，就是希腊的文化当中
，It says there was no legal procedure for divorce in Greek society, since wives were simply ones to clean the house and bore legitimate children.
没有啊，离婚并不需要一个正常的程序，因为女人的职责就是带孩子和打扫家里。
In other words, they had their sexual pleasure outside of marriage. So there was no need to divorce.
所以他们根本不需要离婚，因为他们啊从性中得到了快乐，并不是从他们的太太而来。
Wives were just to bore children to them.
他们的妻子只是为了他们生孩子而已。
In that kind of culture, the word that was coined what we call pornia, where you get pornography from.
从这个文化当中，其中有一个词就是色情。这个色情这个词就是从这个文化当中来的。
It actually from a Greek word porne, which means woman for sale.
这个词是从希腊的一个词叫做女人是为了出卖而用而来的。
And pornos is man for sale.
那么另外一个意思就是，男人也可以被出卖。
Oh, but the Roman view was even worse.
罗马人的观点更糟糕。
Where in the Roman family the man had the words of life and death to the family.
在罗马家庭里面，
At that time the woman's liberation was at large. The women were also saying, "Listen, you're going into gladiators. We're going to fight gladiators too."
在罗马家庭里面，女人说，如果你找到那些在斗那些斗兽的战士，我们也可以找到这种斗兽的战士。
If a Roman husband doesn't want his wife, he easily kicked her out or sell her as a slave. A child, if he doesn't want the child, he turns his back on the child and they discard that child.
在罗马的家庭里，如果一个男人不需要一个女人，不需要他的妻子的话，他可以把他赶出去，甚至可以把他卖作奴隶。如果他不需要自己的孩子的话，也可以这么做。
In other words, this is only a sneak preview. It is worse in including the Roman system.
这只是这个文化的一小部分而已。他们这整个文化比这要糟糕很多倍。
So when Paul writes to the Colossians, that was a backdrop to what was going on in this basic society.
那么在哥罗西书这一段经文里面，整个世代的背景就是这个样子。
Well, in order to correct the family institution,Paul doesn't start at the institution. He portrays a picture of who Jesus is.
为了说明婚姻这个问题，保罗并没有从婚姻的开始说起，他反而是从耶稣基督开始说起。
And what a picture he painted of Jesus. He is the supreme being, the Lord of creation. He created us for his purposes.
他一开始就描绘了一幅图像，就是耶稣基督是万有的之首。
And he says that he created us by him, for him, and through him. Everything holds together because of Jesus Christ.
他说到一切都是耶稣基督，一切都是为他所造，借他所造，从他所造，一切都是为了耶稣基督。
That is important because if you're going to fix the institution,It better involve Jesus Christ.
这个非常重要，因为如果你要修正关于婚姻的话，你必须要把耶稣基督带到其中。
He also talked about Jesus is doing a new thing, a new humanity.
他还说到耶稣基督做一件新的事情。
You see, the old humanity in Adam is falling apart. All thoseDivorced and broken marriage, but Jesus said, "Listen, I come to fix it up." The new humanity.
在旧的时代，从亚当开始的人类的时代， 一切都是慢慢的破碎，一切都是不合宜的。那么耶稣基督来到我们中间，就是要改变这所有的事情。
In chapter 3, Paul, like no other, uses an imagery that the people would use to. He says, take off the old man and put on Jesus Christ.
在哥罗西第三章里面，保罗用了一个很常见的这么一幅描绘的景象，就是要把我们的老我脱掉，换上耶稣基督的新人的样式。
For example, he says, stop talking lies and deceit and all those sexual perversion, but be holy because you are holy ones.
他说到不要再撒谎了，你要变成圣洁，因为你是圣洁的。
Now for the section before us in verse 18.
第十八节里面说到。
He addresses wives first.
他开始先从妻子说起。
He says, wives submit to your husband as is fitting in the Lord.
他说到你们做妻子的当顺服自己的丈夫，这在主里是相宜的。
As you take a glance at this, what does this word conjures up in your mind? Submission.
这个字的在你的心里面到底是什么意思呢？顺服这个字。
For some people, submission means he's going to treat me like a foot map and walk over me.
对有些人来说，顺服的意思就好像一个在地上的地毯，你可以在上面乱踩。
The Greek word for submission has to do with, it's a military word. It means to place under.
在希腊的文中，顺服这个字是来自一个军事的用语，就是把它放在下面。
It refers to the structure or the hierarchical structure within an institution.
它主要的意思是一个结构，是一种结构性的用语。
As you know, in your employment, there is what we call the employer and the employee.
在你的工作当中有两个词，一个是你的请你的公司，一个是为公司服务的员工。
In every institution, there is only one head. I've never seen two heads in the institution unless you're telling a ghost story.
在这种结构当中，只有一个是做头的，没有两个人做头。
But for the smooth running of the institution, you always have someone who is in charge and those who submit to those who are in charge.
如果一个这样的结构是顺利的话，一般来讲都是有一个人做头，另外一个人顺服。
When Paul says to the wives, submit to your husbands, he's not trying to belittle the ladies.
当保罗说到妻子你当顺服自己的丈夫的时候，他并不是要。
We are told the Lord Jesus Christ submit to his heavenly Father.
我们就像我们的主耶稣基督顺服他在天上的父一样。
The same word is used of Jesus when he was on his as a child. He submit, he subject to his parents.
这个词也用在当耶稣小的时候，他顺服自己的父母。
As a matter of fact, in the government in Romans 13:1, he says we are supposed to subject ourselves to all authority.
实际上，在罗马书第十三章里面也说到，我们应当顺服所有在世上的掌权者。
How many of us, when we are driving and we see the Christmas lights behind us, the police is coming, how many of us said, sure, I don't feel like submitting to him, let me go.
对，你们有没有想到有的时候在开车的时候，比如说你的后面突然闪灯了，那警察来抓你。
No,
觉得我不想顺服这个。
We pull over, because we respect his authority.
我们的车被警察停住，因为我们愿意顺服掌权者。
When Paul couched this word, he puts it in what we call the command voice. In other words, he's not submitting to us an option here.
这个词的语气实际上是带着诫命的，因为这样说并没有让我们有一个选择，说我们可以不顺服。
It is a command mood. It's also what we call the middle voice, meaning that the one who is going to go into this institution, before you go in, make sure you're willing to submit to that man.
这个词有一种中性的一种语调，那么 这种中性的语调就是告诉我们，当我们要进入这种状况的时候，我们需要顺服才能够进入这样的一个状况。
I said to the young lady sometime, if you don't respect him, don't marry him.
我对一些年轻的女性说，如果你不尊重他，就不要跟他结婚。
Don't tell me that, oh, he has a lot of money.
不要跟我说我爱钱。
He has a big house.
他有一个大房子。
He's handsome.
他非常的英俊。
Guess what? That is not going to make a great marriage if you don't respect him.
如果没有尊重的话，这些都不能够让你有一个幸福的婚姻。
He says, wives, submit to your own husband. In Ephesians chapter 2:5-22, he says, wives, submit to your own husbands as to the Lord.
这段经文说到，你们做妻子当顺服自己的丈夫，在以弗所书里面也同样的说到，你们当做妻子的当顺服自己的丈夫，就好像顺服主一样。
And to be honest, wives, in a confession here is a good thing, because it's easy sometimes to submit to our boss rather than submitting to our husbands.
有的时候我们顺服自己的老板还比顺服我们自己的丈夫容易。
When you're at the office, yes, sir. Yes, what can I do, sir?
在办公室里我们常常会说，我能够为你做些什么呢？我可以为你做些什么呢？
And when you go home, what do you want?
但是在家里有的时候就很凶。
What's up with that?
这到底怎么回事呢？
In 1 Peter chapter 3, we are told Sarah addressed Abraham as my Lord.
在旧约里面，撒拉对亚伯拉罕说，你是我的主。
She was respectful to Abraham.
她非常尊敬敬重她的丈夫。
I remember the first time when I went to my then girlfriend or wife's house, and I was nervous, I was shaking, and when I observed the way how her mom treats her dad, she shows so much respect for him.
当我在和我以前的或者说我的太太或者说那个没结婚的时候，我有些紧张，我在颤抖，但是当我在他们家里面看到她的妈妈如何的敬重她的丈夫的时候。
When she cooked the food, she gave him the biggest plate and put it at the head of the table. And I said, "Whoa!"
她在放食物的时候，总是给她的先生最大的那一盘食物。
I said, "This is the family I need to get into."
我也希望有这样的太太。
Husbands, he says, husbands.Love your wife.
说到你们做丈夫的要爱你们的妻子。
The word that is used for love is, you know, the biblical term is called the agape word. It means to unconditionally love your wife.
这个爱这个字在圣经里面是一种无条件的爱。
It is a command. God is not making a suggestion here because He's Lord. He's the one in charge. He's our Creator. He says.Love your wives.
这个话是神告诉我们的，是一个诫命，而不是一个他的建议而已。因为他是我们的主，他是掌权的，他是创造我们所有的。
I know many times the first time that we see the one that we love, we were like, I remember the first time when I met Susan, my heart skipped a beat, boom, 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 boom.
我们常常想到我们第一次遇见我们所爱的人的时候，当我第一次遇见 Susan 的时候，我的心蹦蹦的跳。
And you spend all that time on the phone. You couldn't afford the bill, but you were like, you find things to talk about. You talk about the rat, you talk about children, you talk about everything.
你总是打很久的电话，虽然电话费非常贵，你总是能够找到各式各样的话题来讨论。你可以讨论伊拉克，你可以讨论孩子，你可以讨论任何话题。
And after you got married a few years after, woman, what do you want?
然后过了几年之后，我对我的太太说，就开始很凶了。
You get harsh and bitter.
你开始苦待你的妻子。
And when you come home and she asks you, how was your day? Fine.
当你回到家的时候，太太问你今天怎么样，你说挺好。
You hardly want to talk, and if you're like me and in the bed and she wants to talk, and then you don't.
Yeah. 如果你像我一样，我太太如果在床上想跟我说话的时候，我已经开始打呼了。
What happened?
到底发生了什么事情呢？
One person said, "Man, we ought to keep on push the fire of dating always keep stirring the love.
我有一个人说，我们应该把这个在约会时的火继续下去。
This is the kind of love we're told in Ephesians chapter 5 that Jesus loved and He gave His life for us.
就是在以弗所第五章里面说到，耶稣基督爱我们，他给了我们他的生命。
It's a sacrificial kind of love.
这是一种牺牲的爱。
It's a love that does not depend whether she is nice to me, but I love her still.
这种爱并不在乎她对我是否怎么样，我仍然爱她。
I submit to you, a woman will not be afraid to submit to a man who loves like this.
我告诉你，女人不应该有任何的问题做这样的顺服她丈夫的事。
It's a sacrificial love.
这是一种牺牲的爱。
It's so easy for us as men. That's why the scripture says, "Do not be harsh with them. Do not be bitter with them."
所以经文告诉我们说，不要苦待他们，不要对他们很凶恶。
It's like when you're sick and they give you the word is, you know, those bitter medicine, something that tastes bad.
就像当你生病的时候，你知道有些药是很苦的，吃起来很难吃。
And sadly, many times we treat our wives as if, oh, we don't want to, can't stand their presence anymore.
非常悲哀的，我们常常也这样对我们的妻子，就是我真的不想跟你在一起。
But notice that it starts with marriage and then it's going to move to parenting.
请你们注意，神的话从婚姻开始讲，然后才讲到做父母。
If you don't have a great marriage, it will affect your parenting.
如果你不注意你的婚姻，你一定会影响你如何做父母。
And sometimes we say we're just going to stay together because of the kids, but you know what? Kids are smarter than we made them to be.
有的时候我们说我们在一起，实际上真的是就是因为我们的孩子。但是你们知道吗？我们的孩子其实是非常聪明的。
And if you're not having a great relationship with your spouse, it will affect their emotional well-being.
如果你跟你的另一半关系不好的话，这绝对会影响你的孩子的感情。
And since marriage and family is the basic institution, when they are transplanted in society, they're going to easily replicate what they saw.
因为婚姻是整个这个一个是社会的基石。当这些孩子长大的时候，他们一定会把同样的这种情绪带到他们未来的生活里面去。
So if we want to fix the society out here, we better fix the institution right here.
如果我们要改变这个社会的话，我们必须从我们家庭改变起。
He says he addresses children.
这段经文讲到对孩子说，
Children, obey your parents in everything, for this pleases the Lord.
你们做儿女的要凡事听从父母，因为这是主所喜悦的。
Obedience is hard, right, children? Especially when you think you're cool.
听从父母非常难，而且当你觉得自己很了不起的时候，这个就更难了。
Obedience is hard, especially when you think your parents they're not it with the times. They don't know what's going on.
听从父母非常难，因为你总是觉得你的父母已经不知道现在这个时代是怎样的了。
The opposite of obedience is disobedience. Did you know that that's the only one of the Ten Commandments, only one that God has.Attach a promise to it.
那么听从的相反的方面就是悖逆。悖逆在神的十诫当中是唯一带着应许的一个诫命。
He says this, if you don't obey your parents, you're not going to have a blessed life and not only a length of life. There's a promise attached to this one.
这个诫命就说的，当你不遵从你的父母的时候，你的生命就不会长久，也不会受到祝福。
You read that in Ephesians chapter 6.
在以弗所书的第六章里面也说到。
In the Old Testament, God told Saul that disobedience is like witchcraft, voodoo.
在旧约里面，神也对扫罗说，你的这个悖逆就好像行巫术一样的罪。
Authority is.So much in the scripture, Jesus Christ submit to His heavenly Father.
我们的耶稣基督顺从我们的天父，这就是在圣经当中所说的。
When a child is rebellious, he's basically saying, "Pick me, Satan, pick me, use me, use me."
当我们的孩子反叛的时候，实际上他在向撒旦在招手，来使用我吧，来拣选我吧。
Notice the scripture didn't say, "Children, obey your parents when you think that they are right."
这个经文有没有说到你要顺从你的父母，因为他们总是对的？
Okay, I know some of you may be saying, "What if my parents is saying?" You know, somebody call and say, "Hey, I want to talk to your dad," and your dad said, "No, tell them I'm not here. Tell them I'm not here."
当我们的孩子想跟我说，哎，爸爸，我想跟你说些话的时候，孩子就会有些。
Your obedience to them is not absolute.
你对你父母的顺从并不是绝对的。
In other words, if he's going to cause you to sin against God, you're not under any obligation to obey.
对，但是当你的父母叫你去违反神的旨意的时候，你就不需要去听从你的父母了。
Parents, we have what we call delegated authority. We can only exercise the authority that is entrusted to us.
我们作为父母的权柄来自于神，神给了我们一部分的权柄。
But as far as it depends on you, children, we are supposed to obey our parents.
对，但你孩子应该听从父母。
And I'm sure no godly parent is going to say, "Hey, we're going to rob the bank tonight."
We're going to rob the what?
Rob the bank tonight.
如果你的父母叫你的孩子去抢个银行的话。
So we are told, he addresses the fathers. Next, fathers, do not provoke your children to anger or discourage them.
接下来讲到你们做父亲的不要惹儿女的气，恐怕他们失了志气。
In other words, sometimes when we are in authority, it's very easy for us as parents to abuse our authority.
当我们父母有这个权柄的时候，我们有的时候就滥用我们的这个权柄。
Instead of being the servant leader that God wants us to be, there are many ways that we have provoked our children to anger.
我们的神需要我们做一种仆人式的领导在家庭里面，但是我们常常却惹儿女的气。
Listen very carefully, parents. Here are some ways that we can provoke our children to anger.
你们听听吧，有几种方式可以惹儿女的，有这么几种方式可以惹儿女的气。
Parents, are you ready?
做父母的你们。
Okay. Now, even if you mess up, you can start over again.
如果我说的不对，我们可以重新开始，你也可以重新开始。
You provoke your child to anger if you show preference over one. And the other.
你惹儿女的气，有的时候一种方式就是你喜欢其中一个孩子胜过另一个孩子。
We provoke our children to anger when, this one is a temptation for me, when I try to live my life through my kids.
当我把自己变成一个孩子的时候，
I've always wanted to be an engineer.
生气有的时候我会惹他们的气。
We provoke our children to anger when we give them responsibility more than what they can manage.
我们同样的，我们当我们把超过他们所能处理的这么一种职责交给我们的孩子的时候，我们也惹了他们的气。
We provoke our children to anger when we overprotect them.
我们过度保护我们的孩子的时候，我们也惹了他们的气。
Notice I use the word overprotect.
注意我用这个字。过分保护。
We provoke our children to anger when we fail to discipline them.
当我们没有能够适当的教导管教我们的孩子的时候，我们也惹他们的气。
Yes, children ought to be disciplined.
是的，孩子们需要被管教。
I know it's antithetical to what our world says.
这个跟我们世俗的观念相反。
Really, if you don't discipline your kids, you're saying I don't love you.
实际上当你不管教你的孩子的时候你就告诉他们实际上我是不爱你们的。
Children, they're crying out to see how tough your love is. Because if you don't discipline them, they'll be out of control like some handicapped person. Emotionally, they're out of control.
当你不认真管教你的孩子的时候，你的孩子就变得失去了控制，好像变成一种残疾人一样。
And when they go off to college,
当他们上了大学的时候，
when they go off to college, they're like,They follow their feelings. Oh, you want to go there? Okay. You want to do it? Okay. They don't have any discipline to say no.
当他们上了大学以后，他们只是随从己意而做事情，他们因为从小就没有一个管教。
Proverbs says, "Discipline your kids and save their soul from Sheol."
在箴言里面说到，管教你的孩子，让他们能够拒绝。
It's a beautiful way of preparing them for salvation because they know they are being trained that once you disobey, guess what? You're gonna feel the consequences.
这是也为了他们能够得到救恩做一个预备，因为当他们得不到救恩的时候，他们将会遇到很严重的后果。
So as Paul is wrapping up this basic institution, he's going to move to another institution called a master and slave. But as he wraps up the family institution, notice he attached the name of Christ in it.
当保罗结束这一段经文讲到关于婚姻的时候，当他要进行到下一个题目，就是关于这个奴隶和主人的时候，
你要
注意他把基督放在其中。
He says, as fitting in the Lord, in verse 18, he says to children, for this pleases the Lord.
这里面讲两次讲到主，一个是在第十八节讲到这在主里面是相宜的，那么另外第二十节里面讲到因为这是主所喜悦的。
In other words, the institution of marriage and family is really not about us. It's about God going public with who He is.
这个经文的实际的意思就是，这个事情并不是关于我们的，这是关于神能够在我们当中。
And God blesses those things that conform to His image.
那么神真的祝福那些跟他的形象所配合的。
Within the Trinity, you see all these outlined here. You see the Son submit to the Father. You see the Holy Spirit submit to the Son.
在三一真神当中，你看到儿子顺服父亲，圣灵顺服儿子。
Just recently, I was at a wedding.
我最近参加一个婚礼。
And I preached from the verses before this.
我在婚礼当中讲到
And I'm not going to stand here and say, you know what, it's easy to love the unlovable.
我不会说喜爱那些讨厌的人是容易的。
Or it's easy to submit to a man who's not submitting to God.
或者说顺服那些不顺服神的人是容易的。
He doesn't address all the questions that you and I may have in this passage.
这并不能解决我们心中很多问题。
But before this passage, he gives us something that he says, "Let the word of Christ dwell in you richly, singing and making melody in your heart."
但是在这段经文之前，这里讲到让神的话语进入我们的身，进入我们的心，让撒旦能够远离我们。
In the sister book of Ephesians, he says, "Be filled with the Holy Spirit." In other words, you can't do this in your own strength.
在以弗所书里讲到，我们应当被圣灵充满。另外一种说法就是，我们自己实际上并不能够胜任做这件事情。
The bottom line, he's saying, it takes God to do it.
最重要的是，必须要靠神才能够得胜。
I remember some scarier times growing up, and I saw what my dad was doing to my mom.
Can you say that again?
Scarier times when I saw what my dad was doing to my mother.
当我记得有一次我的爸爸对我妈妈有一个很可怕的一个时候。
And I knew as a child, I didn't want that in my family.
我那时候还小，我就知道。我长大绝对不要这样子在我的家庭里面。
But I just didn't know what to do.
但是我不知道该做什么。
And I visited one of my cousin's family.
我到我的一个表兄弟家。
And I noticed something. They had peace in their family, not any kind of fighting or strife.
我注意到在他们家里有很多平安，并没有很多争斗。
I noticed that they were happier in their family.
我注意到他们比我们更高兴，更幸福。
And when I dug a little bit deeper, I realized that they were submitted to God.
in their family.
然后当我更深入地了解他们的时候，我发现他们顺服神。
And his wife was respectful to him and you know, call him, yes, Mr. D. And she was so respectful to him.
那个做妻子的非常敬重他的先生，叫他先生，非常的敬重他的先生。
And he was so loving and sacrificial, and he would take her around, and she doesn't drive, and he would serve the family.
那么这个做先生的非常爱他妻子，他非常的用一种牺牲的爱来爱他家庭，他非常的服侍他的家人，他的太太不会开车，他就开车带他们周围走，周围去。
As a matter of fact, I love to go to their house.
我非常喜欢到他们家里去。
I said, this tastes good.
这个家庭真的很棒。
I said, I wanted that in my family.
我说我就是需要这样的家庭。
And I discovered the secret was Jesus Christ.
因为在他们家庭里面有耶稣基督。
Because when Christ becomes Lord of the heart, He transforms because life is lived based on the heart.
对，当我们的主耶稣基督成为我们新的主人的时候，我们的生命就得到了改变，因为生命是发自内心的。
In other words, as Jesus transforms your heart,
当耶稣基督改变你们心的时候
He wants to go on display through you and me.
他希望从你们的和我的身上彰显出来。
And he works by invitation. We have to invite him into our lives.
那么他们的工作是从邀请开始，我们必须邀请他进入我们的生命。
We have to repent from the old ways of living for ourselves, and now we submit to his lordship of our lives.
我们必须悔改，悔改我们过去老旧的生命，我们接受他成为我们新的生命。
And the reason why my cousin had peace because they served the Prince of Peace.
因为这个家庭有平安，因为他们为了平安因为耶稣基督服侍他们
work with me. And the reason why he could love unconditionally is because he has received Christ's unconditional love.
因为他能够无条件的爱，因为他从耶稣那里接受了无条件的爱。
I have a dream.
我有一个梦。
I have a dream. That sounds familiar.
我有一个做梦，这句话听起来很熟悉。
That REM is going to become a place where we have godly families.
这个教会会成为那种有神圣家庭的教会。
Where children are not afraid to submit to the authority of their parents and obey them. Amen.
Yeah. 所有的孩子不怕不担心，听从父母。听从你们的父母，孩子们。
Where husbands love their wives as if they were dating, still holding hands.
丈夫们也要爱你们妻子，就像你们当初刚开始约会的情形一样。
And wives submitting and respecting, and don't disrespect him in public. He's my man, my husband, he's like a superhero.
做妻子的，请你们也要顺服自己的丈夫，尊重你们丈夫。把你们当丈夫当做一个英雄一样来对待。
I remember my friend, my spiritual parents was telling me when we were in Atlanta studying, when some of the African husbands, they would come home, the wife takes his coat, takes his jacket, and give him a hot tea. And, wow, I'm like, whoa!
在我在亚特兰大的时候，在我的这个一个属灵的父母家里面，我看到这个妻子如何对待的这个丈夫，就好像他们的丈夫回家，他们帮他们拿衣服，还为他们端茶，我很觉得很神奇。
No, I'm not saying that you should do that, ladies. That's not what I'm saying. But what I'm saying is that when he has a hard day out there at work and the boss, you finish with him and give him the pink slip. When he comes home and he looks so tired, don't beat up on him. Say, honey, it's gonna be okay.
我不是说叫你们这些做妻子这么做，我只是说当你的先生非常的情绪非常失落的时候，比如说他可能被公司解雇了，
encourage
请你们鼓励他们，不要。
My wife is one of my biggest encouragers.
我的妻子是对我最大的一个鼓励。
Are you your husband encourager?
你的家庭是这样吗？你是你先生的鼓励者吗？
Maybe you're here, you're a teenager, you're I know you're not there yet.
如果你们是青少年，我知道你们还没有到达婚姻这个阶段。
But you're in training right now.
但是你们现在也在接受训练当中。
The way you show respect to those in authority around you.
我们应该学习如何尊重我们周围的掌权者。
And young man, the way how you even rule your own body.
年轻的男孩，你们如何来管理你们的身体？
Because if you can't rule yourself, that's probably are you going to take care of someone else?
如果你们不会管理自己的身体的时候，你们怎么能够将来得到别人的身体呢？
We'll get more into that in our seminar.
我们以后还会谈论到这个问题。
Let's close in prayer.
让我们一起祷告。
Maybe you're here and you know that Jesus Christ is not Lord of your life. You don't obey Him. I seek to obey Him in everything.
你也许坐在这里，你可能不知道你是顺服耶稣基督的。
Well, you can change that because with Jesus Christ, because of the resurrection of Jesus Christ, we can be victorious in everything, including marriage and family.
但是你可以改变这个事情，因为我们的耶稣基督借着复活已经在万事上得胜了。
The reason why marriages and family are falling apart because we have the flesh, the sinful nature, the world system, and Satan.
我们的家庭婚姻之所以破裂，是因为我们的心被撒旦而夺去，我们跟随世俗的观念。
And Jesus, our Lord, defeated all these things.
但是我们的主耶稣已经胜过了这所有。
The Bible tells us those of us who are in Christ, we are overcomers.
我们如果在基督耶稣里，我们就是得胜者。
Because of Jesus.
因为耶稣。
Why don't you surrender to the Lordship of Christ? Do you repent of your sins and believe in Jesus Christ to save you?
你为什么不顺服我们的主耶稣基督，悔改你自己身上所有的罪呢？
Take a minute or two and talk to the Lord about that.
请你跟我们的主耶稣基督来谈一谈。
Maybe as Christians, as wife, maybe we need to go apologize for being disrespectful to our spouse.
在以弗所书当中说到啊，做妻子的也许你应该向你的丈夫道歉，你没有尊重他们。
Husbands, we shame on us. When we were dating, we were like,we worship the ground that she walks on, but now we don't even want to walk on the same ground.
我们做丈夫的也要悔改，因为我们在约会的时候好像非常崇拜我们的另一半，但是到现在我们甚至不愿意与他们在一起。
Maybe you need to go home and ask God for forgiveness and ask your wife for forgiveness.
也许你应该回到家里，向你的妻子寻求原谅，或者向你的丈夫寻求原谅。
Father, we thank you for your word and we pray that your Holy Spirit will apply your word to our hearts in Jesus' name.
我们在天上的父，谢谢你赐给我们这些话语，求圣灵来帮助我们把这些话语应用在我们的生活当中。
And our God's people say, Amen.
奉主耶稣名。